Ayıraysa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Peihem and Aleph. We're holding on Peidalam of Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, Amr Rabbi Yosef. So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Lo halchu bebikuach nefesh achar arayv. The halacha is that when it comes to bikuach nefesh, is that we don't go bus the arayv. There's someone's in a sakana on Shabbos, we don't go bus arayv. That was the din that Shmuel taught us. So now says the Gemara, hechidami, in what situation was Shmuel referring to? If let's say you have 9 Jews and 1 guy living in a chatzar together, and then let's say the building falls down, and there's one person that's underneath the rubble, we don't know who it is. So Shmuel was saying that we don't go basarayv, Ruba Yisrael ninu. Even without going basarayv over here, even if we would go basarayv, we'd be Michal Shabbos. Here it's Rav Yisrael, so of course we're going to be Michal Shabbos. Shmuel's mashma that we don't go basarayv and we'll still be Michal Shabbos. Here, even if we do go basarayv, we're going to be Michal Shabbos. Because Rav of the people living in the chatzar are Yidden. Inami palgu palgu savig nefashes lahakel. Even if it would only be 50-50, the halacha is savig nefashes lahakel. So Shmuel would definitely is surely not referring to this case. So it says the Gemara ala diika tisha kusim v'yisrael echad. Shmuel was referring to a case where there's 9 goyim and 1 yid. So if we would have went basa roy, we would have said that roy will tell us that it's a kusi not to be mechal Shabbos. Come Ashmuel and Shmuel, they know that ain holchem bebikuach nefesh ba achar arayv, that we don't go bas arayv, and we will be Michal Shabbos, because we don't go bas arayv. Says the Gemara Hanami Pshita, but that case is also obvious that we're going to be Michal Shabbos and not go bas arayv, the Havale Kavua, because being that the 10 people live in the Chatzar, so the halacha is that when people are Kavua, so there's no such thing as arayv. The classic example of this is, let's say you have 10 stores on the street, 9 of them are kosher stores, 1 of them sells treif. And so the halacha is that if you find meat on the side of the road in front of these 10 stores, so the halacha is, it's called the parish merubai parish. We assume that this piece of meat came from the raiv, so being that raiv of the stores are kosher, so we assume that the meat is kosher, you're allowed to eat the meat. However, if you went into one of the stores and you bought meat, and you don't remember which store you went into. When you went in, you heard that all the stores are kosher. You went in, you bought some meat. Afterwards, you found out that one of the stores are not kosher. So you bought meat and you don't know which store it came from. So since you went to the stores are kavua, they're in their place. When you go to something which is kavua, we always look at something which is kavua like it's 50-50. Even though technically 9 of the stores are kosher, 1 of them is treif, still we view it like it's a 50-50, and the halacha is that you'd have to be machmir. So the Gemara is asking is that even if 9 of the people living in the chatzar are goyim and only 1 of them is a yid, still it's pashut that we're going to be mechal Shabbos. Because being that they live there, they're kavua, so therefore even though rav are goyim, we view that halachically like a 50-50. Because kol kavua kemechtze amechtze dami. And therefore it's pashut that you're mechal Shabbos in such a case to save whoever it is that's underneath the rubble. So what's Shmuel coming to teach us? So says the Gemara, like tzricha de parush l'chatzar acheres, all 10 people in this chatzar, or at least one of them, went to a different chatzar. He went to a different chatzar, and over there the building collapsed, and that's when we're not sure now who this person is. So that's called the parish, which we assume is merubai parish. We assume that this person that's underneath this building came from the raiv of the 10 from the other chatzar. So therefore, mistama, he's a guy. That's what we would have said, al pi kali raiv. But Kamash Mulan Shmuel, so again, so Ma'u the Tema called the Parish Murubai Parish, and we should not be Michal Shabbos. Kamash Mulan Shmuel, that's what Shmuel is coming to teach us. Deloy Halchu b'Bikuach Nefesh Achar Arayv. That when it comes to Bikuach Nefesh, so we don't go Bas Arayv, and therefore we'll be Michal Shabbos to save whoever it is, or at least to see whoever this is, and a person's allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, 80, is that really true that Shmuel said such a halacha that when they go to a different chatzar, so then you can be Michal Shabbos? Va'amar Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha Kusin V'Yisrael Echad Ba'isei Chatzar Mefakchin B'Chasar Cheretz Ein Mefakchin. Rabbi Yochanan said a halacha that when you have 9 goyim and 1 yid living in a chatzar and the building collapsed, so if it collapsed in that chatzar that they're living in, so then you're Michal Shabbos because kol kavua kemechza mechzedami. But if they're in a chatzar acheres, if they went to a different chatzar, so then we're not Michal Shabbos because called the parish merubai parish. So therefore we're not Michal Shabbos. So Shmuel arguing on Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara, no, leikasha, it's not a machlaikas. had the parish kulu, had the parish miksasayu. There's a chilek if all of them went to the other chatzar, or did one of them go to the other chatzar. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a case where one of them went to a different chatzar. Since one of them went to a different chatzar, that's a classic case of called the parish merubay parish. We assume he's part of the roi from the other chatzar. We assume he's a guy, and therefore we're not going to be mechal Shabbos. When is it that Shmuel said that we don't go basarayv, that we're mechal Shabbos, and we don't go basarayv? That's when all of them went to the second chatzar. Since all of them went to the second chatzar, even though technically speaking, called the parish merubay parish should tell us that any or all of them are Gayim, since we know for sure that there's a Yid that went to the other Chatzar, so it's Huchzak Lanu that there's a Yid in that Chatzar, and therefore we're not going to go Basar Raiv. That's what Shmuel was telling us, that we're going to be Mechal Shabbos. That's in a case where all of them go to the second Chatzar. Says the Gemara Vayter, Umi Amar Shmuel Achi, did Shmuel really say such a halacha that we don't go basar raiv when it comes to pikuach nefesh? But we have a memory from Shmuel where he seems to say clearly that we do go basar raiv. But now we learned in the Mishnah that matzah batinak mushlach. The halacha is that if you find a child that's abandoned, you find an abandoned child. So it depends on who most of the people in that city are. Imrav kusim kusi. If most of the people living in the city are goyim, so we assume that this abandoned child is a guy. Vimrav Yisrael Yisrael. If most people are yidden, so we assume that this child is a yid. Mechze al mechze, if it's 50-50, so then Yisrael. So then we assume that the child is a Yisrael. Now, Va'amar Rav, Rav commented on this Mishnah, and he said that which the Mishnah says, that if most of them are Yidden, so we assume that this child is a Yid, so Leishanu ela lehachyoisa. That's only with regards to giving him to saving his life, and to giving him food, and to saving him, and to keeping him alive. In that sense, we say that since Rav of them are Yidden, so we assume that this is a Yid, avol liyachse, when it comes to giving him yichus, let's say it's a girl that one day wants to then get married to a kayin, so that life, that we don't let her do, we don't say that because it's Rav Yisrael, so she's Vada Yisrael then in yichus. Shmuel amar lefakeach es agal. Shmuel says, seemingly what he means is that which we say when it's Rav Yisrael to Yisrael, that's with regards to Chil Shabbos. So what's the question? The question is that it's mashma from Shmuel's statement that it's only when Rav Yisrael are Yidden, so that's when we're going to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. But if Rav of the people there are Goyim, so then we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos. I thought Shmuel said that we don't go Basar Rav. Then when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, we don't go Basar Rav. So says the Gemara in Echanami. If that's what Shmuel meant, then you would have a good Kasha. But Shmuel wasn't going on the same line of the Mishnah that Rav was going. Says the Gemara, Kidmar de Shmuel, Aresha Itmar. Shmuel was going on the Resha. When the Resha said, Imrav Kusi Imkusi, that if Rav of the people living in the city are Goyim, so we assume that this child is a Goy, on that Shmuel commented, Amar Shmuel, Ulin Pikuach Nefesh, Enaikain. That with regards to Pikuach Nefesh, that's not the case. When it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, even if Rav of the people living in the city are Goyim, still we don't go Basar Rav, and we assume that this child is a Yid, and we're Mechal Shabbos to save his life. Says the Gemara, Imrav Kusim Kusi Lamai Hilchasa. So then, in what halacha is it said that if most people living in the city are Goyim, that he's a Goy? If we're still going to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life, so then, in what, according to Shmuel, in what do we view this child as a Goy? Amra Papo Lachilo Neveles. We view that this child is a guy with regards to feeding him Neveles. That we're allowed to feed him treif and me, because we assume, right, the people living in the city are Goyim, so we could assume that he's a guy. We don't have to give him our good kosher and me, we could give him Neveles. The Mishnah said in Imrav Yisrael Yisrael that if most of the people living in this city are Yidden, so we assume that this child's a Yid. So Lamai Hilchasa. Le'inyan, what halacha is that said? Because L'chara, even if it's just a 50-50, we're going to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. So with regards to what do we say, that if most of the people in the city are Yidden, so we assume that this child's a Yid. What halacha nafkamina does that make? Says the Gemara, L'hachzer lo avidasai. That if you find his Aveda, you find an Aveda, it comes out that it's his Aveda, so do you have to return it? Do you have a Chiyav Shabbos Aveda? So it's only if Rav Yisrael, so then we assume he's a Yid that you have to return it. But if it would be 50-50, then you don't have to return it, because to a guy, there's no Chiyav Shabbos Aveda, and therefore a Maitzi Mechaver Olav Haraya, you the finder, could tell him, bring me a Raya that you're not a guy, and I'll give it back to you. Until then, I have no Chiyav to give it back to you. It's only if Rav Yisrael, so then we have to assume that he's the Yisrael, and then if you find an Aveda that belongs to him, then you're mechuyev to give it back. What halacha do we say that if it's a 50-50 that we assume he's a yid with regards to which halacha? Says the Gemara, Amrei Shlakesh l'nizakin. The nafkamina is when it comes to nizakin, when it comes to damages. If his shore and our shore get into a fight, hey Ridami, what's the case? If you'll say that the case is talking about where a shore of a yid, meaning a vada yid, a regular yid, gore the shore of this person who is just a 50-50, so the halacha is that normally if a shore of a yid gores a shore of a yid, so you pay chatzi nezek. If it gores a shore of a guy, you're potter. So if the case is talking about where a shore of a yid gored his shore, and it's only 50-50 that he's Jewish, so nicey raya v'nishko. So why would we assume that he's a yid that you have to pay? Why don't we tell him, bring a raya that you're Yisrael, and then you'll take the money? Because amatzim mechaver all of a raya. So it can't be that that's the case, because then we wouldn't assume that he's a yid. We would tell him, you have to bring a raya that you're a yid. Amatzim mechaver all of a raya. So says the Gemara, rather, like Tzricha, the case is talking about the Nagche Tairidi Day, the Tairidi Don, where his shore gored our shore. So now the halacha is that, well, obviously a shore of a yid that gores a shore of a yid, so you pay Chati Nezek. The shore of a guy that gores the shore of a yid, the halacha is that the guy is chayiv to pay Nezek Shalim. So now what's the halacha when this shore of this Suffolk child gored the shore of a Vada Yid? So now, it's a suffix. Is this child really a yid, in which case he's only chayiv nezek, chati nezek? Or is he a goy, in which case he's chayiv nezek shalim? So palga yahivlay. So when it comes to the first chati nezek, that for sure he pays. Bain if he's a yid, bain if he's a goy, he's chayiv to pay the first chati nezek. So that he's gonna pay. Idach palga, but when it comes to the other half, so namelay, so the child could tell the yid, who shor he gored, that I see right, the lav yisrael na ushko. First bring a ride that I'm not a yid, bring a ride that I'm a guy, and then inachanami, then I'll be chayv to pay nezek shalim. But until then, hamaitzim mechaveru alavaraya, you can't be mechayv you to pay the second half. So it's with regards to this halacha that we say that when it's a mechze a mechze, when half the people in the city are Yidden and half the people are Goyim, we assume that he's a Yid and he does not have to pay Nezek Shalim. It means in this case. We said in the Mishnah that Misha Nafal of Mapailas Vechulu, we said in the Mishnah that if the building collapses, so it's even if there's a Suffolk if he's there, Suffolk if the person's Jewish, all different kinds of Sveikas that we're still Mechal Shabbos for to save the person that might be underneath. So says the Gemara, my Kamar, why is the Mishnah elaborating on all these different Sveikas? The point is you're Mechal Shabbos, what's the Chiddush of all these different Sveikas? So says the Gemara, Laimi Bai Kamar. The Mishnah is teaching us a Laimi Bai. That loy mi bai suffik husham suffik ain husham. Needless to say, in a case where it's a suffik if he's there or not, that we're mechal Shabbos in such a case, di isa chayhu de mepakren. Because on the tzad that he is there, we're assuming that he's alive. We're just not sure if he's there or not. But on the tzad that he's there, we assume that he is alive. So then, of course, you're mepakren and you're mechal Shabbos to save him. That's loy mi bai yikamar. Elafilu suffik chay suffik meis. Even if there's a case where, on the chance that there's a person there, it's a suffik if he's even alive, if he might be, he's already dead, still mefakhan, still will be mechal Shabbos to save his life. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. And needless to say, that in the case of suffik chai suffik meis, we're on the side that he's alive, he's for sure a yid, so there of course are mechal Shabbos. Elafilu suffik kusi suffik Yisrael. Even if the whole suffik is only on the side that he's even a yid, he might not even be Jewish, still mefakhan, still we're mechal Shabbos, even though it's a suffik. Agave Suffolk, if he's there, Suffolk if he's alive, Suffolk if he's a Jew, still the halacha is that we're Mechal Shabbos to potentially save a Jewish life. The Mishnah said if they start undigging the rubble and they find that he's alive, so then they continue to be Mechal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Matzu Chayv Shita. Well, obviously, if you find that he's alive, you could keep going. He's alive. Says the Gemara, Leitzricha Dafilu Chayisha. What the Mishnah means to say is that even though they could tell that this person is not going to live very long, even if they get him out, he's only going to live another hour, whatever it is, just a moment of life. Still, we're Mechal Shabbos to save a Yid, even for Chayisha, even for just moments of life. The Mishnah said that if they find that he's not alive, so they just leave him there. Says the Gemara, Hanami Pshita. That's also obvious. A mace is Muktzah. You can't move him. So obviously, and there's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos for him, for sure. So why would you think otherwise? Says the Gemara, Leitzricha L'Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is within the opinion of Yehuda ben Lakish. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Ein Matzilon Es HaMeis M'Nehat Leika. If there's a fire, and there's a mace, so the person's already not alive anymore. So are you allowed to quickly get the mace's body out of the way of the fire? The mace's body is Muksa. You're not saving anyone's life, so Mecha Tesi, you could be Michal Shabbos to do Muksa, to save him from the fire. So Taka the Tanakama says is that you're not. In Matzilon Es HaMeis M'Nehat Leika, you're not allowed to save the mace. However, Amar Rav Yehuda ben Lakish, Shemati Shematzilon Es HaMeis M'Nehat Leika, that I heard that you are allowed to save the mace. And we'll see in a moment why. So the Mishnah is going within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, who said that you're allowed to save a mace from a dleika, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is maide, vafil Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish leika amar, even Rabbi Yehuda, meaning what the Gemara is about to explain, is that even Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is maide that by the building which collapses, there he's maide that we don't save a mace. Now what's the difference? So explains the Gemara, because vafil Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish leika amar, elo, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, he only said his din dafka by a dleika, because mitoich sha'adam bohol al mesai, because a person is very perturbed about his mace, he sees his mace over there, and he's very disturbed about the fact that he's going to get consumed in the fire, iloi sharisli, if you don't allow him to move the mace, you know what he's going to do? Asid lechbuye, he's going to come to extinguish the fire, which is an isa daraisa, so therefore we're mato, the tiltu of the muksa, of the mace, in order to prevent the chashash that he might end up extinguishing the fire altogether. Aval hachav, when it comes to the building that collapsed, Eloi sharisleh ma'isleh lemevad. What iser daraisa is he going to do anyways? At most, he's only going to be doing muksa. So we're not going to allow muksa, so he shouldn't do muksa. We're not going to allow him to move the mace, so he shouldn't come to do a different iser darabanan. There's no potential iser daraisa over here. So therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, who said that by a dleika, we allow the person to move his mace, that's only because we don't want to have we want to get out of the chashash that he's going to potentially do an issa d'araisa. But when it comes to mefakchen es hagal, that there's no potential of an issa d'araisa, and therefore we don't allow him to move the mace. Which the Mefarshim explained that even though by the Dleika also, it's not an Issa Daraisa. If he extinguishes the fire, so that's a Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa. It's only Daraisa if he extinguishes the fire in order to make a coal. But here he's going to be extinguishing the fire just to save the mace. So that's also only an Issa Darabanan. So it's also an Issa Darabanan, and still Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is matter it. And they explain that no, it's still different, because when it comes to the fire, even though it's an Issa Darabanan, it's Ikra Min HaTorah, which we've spoken about in the past, that sometimes, maybe it was an Erevin, that if you have an Issa Darabanan, that Be'etzem, it's rooted in an Issa Daraisa, so that's more Chamer than a regular just Stam Issa Darabanan. Here, since the Issa Darabanan is rooted in an Issa Daraisa of Kivu Yesh, which is obviously Daraisa, so therefore it's more Chamer, that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish was Matir, the tilt of the mace, in order to avoid the Kivu. But by the building, he's not going to be Matir. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that when it comes to uncovering the rubble, so ad heichan hu baidik. So how much does he keep checking? We said if he finds him that he's alive, so he keeps being Michal Shabbos. If he's May, so he lets him go. How much does he check? What does he check in order to determine whether or not the person's dead or alive? So says the Gemara, says the Tanakama, ad chaitmai. He checks his nose to see if he feels any ruach, any wind, to see if he's breathing. That's where he checks. He checks until his nose. V'yesh aimrim alibai. Some say he just checks until his heart, to feel if there's a heartbeat or not. Badak umatza al yoyne mesim, another halacha. If let's say there's a pile of people, of potential people even, and he finds that the people all on the top of the rubble, they're all dead, so maybe you'll think that there's no point in checking any further. If all the people on the top are dead, surely the people on the bottom are dead. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, no. Lo yoymar kfar mesu atachtoinim. A person shouldn't say that if the people on the top are dead, surely the people on the bottom are dead. Rather, he should keep going, keeping Michal Shabbos to potentially save the people on the bottom. And says the Braisa, there was even a Maisa, a story, Maisa Hayo Umatsu al Yoyin Amazim Vetachtoinim Chayim, that they found that the people on the top were dead, and the people on the bottom were still alive, so a person shouldn't give up. Al Kapanim, we mentioned the Machlaikis in the beginning of the Braisa, the Tanakama and the Yesh Aimrim regarding where to check. The Tanakama said Ad Chaitamai, until the nose, and the Yesh Aimrim was Ad Libai, was until the heart. So now says the Gemara, Neima Hani Tanai Ki Hani Tanai. L'chair, this Machlaikis Tanayim is rooted in a different Machlaikis Tanayim. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, the Mehechan Avlad Neitzar, where's the life source of Avlad? where is the child created from? So says the Tanakhama, Meiraisha, he's created from his head. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Mimei imi atagazi, that it's from my mother atagazi. Va'imer, the pasuk says, Gazi nizrech v'ashlichi. So you see, Gazi is a lashon of hair. Throw my hair. So Gazi is a lashon of hair of the head. Mimei imi atagazi means from my head I was created. So you see, a person's life source is from his head, from his nose. He was created from his head. Abashalaimer mitiburai. No, a person was created from his center, from his belly, umishalech sharashav elech ve'elech, and then the rest of his body grows out from the middle. So seemingly that's like by the heart. So seemingly the machlekes, the Tanakhama holds a person's life source is from the head, and Abishol holds the life source is from the heart. That's the same machlekes as the machlekes that we mentioned in the Braisa regarding where to check the person. Is the ikker to check the person by his nose, or is the ikker to check a person by his heart? However, says the Gemara, it's not samuchach. Afilu tema Abishol, for example, I could even tell you that even Abishol holds that you really check ad chaitmai. Even Abishol holds that the person is created from his center, still holds that the best place to check is his nose, because ad kan like amar Rabbi Shaul hasam el ini nitzira. Rabbi Shaul said that specifically regarding the way a person's fashioned, not what his, not where you could check or where he's alive from. That's just where a person's fashioned from. The whole midi mimsaase mitzar. That's every person, everything creation is created from its center. Aval ini pikuach nefesh afilu Rabbi Shaul maidi the ikir chiyusa ba'apehu. But even Rabbi Shaul would be masking with regards to pikuach nefesh, that a person's ikker life is by his nose. The chsivas, the pasuk says, kol asher nishmas ruach chaim be'apov, that a person's nishmas ruach chaim is in his nose, which avada doesn't mean that that's where Chazal understood that that's the life source of the person. Avada, the heart is what's pumping the blood all around. The way Chacham Tzvi explains is that a heart, sometimes if you check the heart, you can miss the heartbeat. Because it could be very slow, very subtle, and you might miss the heartbeat. But you'll never miss whether or not he's breathing from his nose. That if you put your hand, I guess, by his nose, so you'll never miss that. And therefore, the best way to check, ko asher nishmas ruach chaim va'atpov, the way to check if a person has ruach chaim is to check his nose. That's all the Gemara means to say, and that therefore that's the best place to check is by his nose. Says the Gemara, now Amra, Papa Machlaikas Mimata Lamailo. This whole Machlaikas, the Tanakhama, the Yesh Aimrim, about to check Ad Chaitmai or Ad Liboy, is only when you're checking from the bottom of the body and upwards. So the Tanakhama holds, don't stop at the heart. Even if you don't feel a heartbeat, keep going until the nose. And the Yesh Aimrim says that no, if you don't feel a heartbeat, that's it, you stop. Aval Mimala Lamata, Kevin the Badik Le Ad Chaitmai, Shove Noitzara. But everybody would be made that if you start from the top and you go down and you don't feel anything coming out of his nose, so then you don't need to continue checking until the heart. Even the Yesh Aimrim is masking to that. Tichsiv kol asher nishmas ruachaim ba'apov, that even everyone's masking that you can never have a person that's alive if there's nothing coming out of his nose. That for sure, that everyone's masking to. It's just the Shaila is checking the heart enough. The Tanakhama holds checking the heart is not enough, and the Yesh Aimrim holds that checking the heart is enough.